Ever find yourself scrolling through restaurant menus these days, just like, whoa, is this plate of food really worth that much?
Oh, tell me about it.
Seriously, though, you're not alone.
Not at all.
Today's deep dive, we're digging into what makes a dining experience really worthwhile.
Okay, love it.
We're hanging out with Sylvie and Frank, two major foodies from France, as they break down some of their latest restaurant experiences.
All right, so what are we talking? Good, bad, ugly.
All of it. The good, the questionable, and the downright delicious.
I'm in.
Okay, so Sylvie, she kicks things off by describing a recent visit to this place called Restaurant de la Gare.
Restaurant de la Gare.
Yeah, and get this, it's the only restaurant in her whole village.
The only one.
Only one.
Wow. Okay.
But it's got history. It used to be near a train station, but that was ages ago.
Ages ago. Like, how long are we talking?
Over 50 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, even before Sylvie's husband's time. But the name stuck, which I kind of love.
Yeah, I get it. You know those places that just have that small town charm?
Totally. And now it's run by locals. And get this, Sylvie's daughter actually spent last summer working there.
Oh, really? Getting a taste of that restaurant life.
Literally.
Oh,
Although she wasn't exactly thrilled about all the potato peeling.
I can imagine. So, not quite the dream summer job.
Sounds like she had her sights set on something a little more front of house. Hoping for some of those sweet, sweet tips.
Who wouldn't? But actually, that's a really good point. Frank jumped in and mentioned that it's kind of messed up how the kitchen staff often miss out on tip sharing.
Yeah, especially at that restaurant.
It's like they're the ones sweating over a hot stove all day.
Talk about hard work.
Seriously. And you know, this actually got them talking about all those challenges facing the restaurant industry, especially now after COVID.
Yeah.
Like Sylvie mentioned how so many restaurant workers, they reevaluated their priorities during the pandemic.
Yeah, I can see that.
Looking for better hours, less demanding work.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally understandable.
Totally. It makes you think, though, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about the food anymore. It's about the whole experience.
For everyone, for the
Yeah.
diners, anundi, the people working hard to make it happen.
Exactly.
Frank actually echoed that sentiment too, sharing his own experience of leaving the hotel industry after 13 years because of a toxic work environment and just like terrible management.
13 years?
13 years. He said he stuck it out for that long.
Wow. That's a long time to be in a job that's not a good fit.
Right. The crazy thing is, he mentioned that he actually works longer hours now in a totally different field, making around the same money.
Oh, wow.
But he was saying the difference is the respect and the relationships he's found. They're just so much more positive.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just really highlights how crucial a healthy work environment is, no matter the industry, but especially in such a high-pressure world like the restaurant industry.
Right. I mean, you can kind of feel those vibes when you're eating somewhere,
Yeah.
Like, you wonder if a happier team in the back makes for a better dining experience overall.
100%.
Makes you wonder, are those good vibes even possible when you're staring down these menu prices these days?
Yeah, like everything's going up.
It's getting kind of wild out there.
Sylvia actually mentioned hearing on the radio that inflation is probably going to hit restaurants even harder in the coming months.
Ugh, are you serious? It's like, can a person even afford to eat out anymore?
Seriously. And it's not even just the fancy places. Frank chimed in saying that he was just blown away by a 19-euro bowl of pasta the other day.
19 euros for pasta.
Pasta. So I'm like, at what point does it cross the line? Like, where's the value?
Right. Like, is it just me, or are some places getting a little too comfortable with these prices?
Total ripoff sometimes.
But then again, some meals, they're kind of a whole experience, right?
100%. And actually, Sylvie was saying she's more willing to splurge if the food is top-notch quality, beautifully presented. She's all about that experience, the artistry on the plate.
So it's like there's a price tag attached to aesthetics in the food world, too.
Totally. But then she brought up this whole dilemma, the plat du jour dilemma. You know those daily specials?
Oh, yeah.
Sylvie was saying they're usually a steal compared to the regular menu.
Oh, for sure.
But often you're sacrificing the fancy plating and all those intricate
So it's
details.
like you got to choose, splurge for the full show, or prioritize your wallet and just, like, eat.
Exactly.
Although, I don't know. I mean, sometimes those simple dishes really hit the spot. But do they stick with you the same way?
Good question. It's interesting because Frank actually brought up this whole thing about memorability. He was saying, you know, for his 50th birthday, he went all out, Michelin star meal, top tier ingredients, the works. But guess what? He can barely remember what he ate.
Oh no. You're kidding. All that money for a forgotten meal.
Can you imagine?
Talk about an expensive blur.
It's like sometimes the experience gets lost in this quest for, culinary perfection.
Right, like you're so busy dissecting every bite and you forget to actually enjoy it.
And to contrast that, he then talked about this super vivid memory of having moules frites, you know, mussels and fries.
Classic.
In this bustling Belgian restaurant. Simple food, electric atmosphere.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's less about the food itself and more about the vibe, the company, the whole shebang.
He was saying the same thing, like a stuffy, pretentious atmosphere. It can ruin even the most expensive meal. But a lively bistro full of laughter and good conversation, that can elevate even the most ordinary dish.
Okay, but speaking of moules frites, Sylvie brought up this hilarious tradition at her tennis club.
Tell me everything.
So they have this like legendary all-you-can-eat moules frites feast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently they have this chef who's actually also a fellow tennis player.
Okay.
And he whips up this massive batch, like for the whole club.
I love that.
Right.
How many people are we talking?
Oh, I think she said usually they get about 300 people showing up.
300 people. That's a whole operation.
For only 18 euros a pop.
No way.
Including dessert and coffee.
Get out. That's a steal.
Talk about community spirit, right? And apparently they go through a mountain of mussels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of curious about the recipe.
Me too.
Maybe we can finagle an invite and snag the secret formula.
Let's do it.
Seriously, though. 300 people, 18 euros a pop. Mountains of mussels. I mean, that's kind of amazing.
It's epic. But you know, it's also a good reminder that some of the most satisfying meals, they're not about fancy restaurants or, you know, Instagram-worthy plates. It's about those shared experiences, you know, the ones we have with people we care about.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to break the bank either.
Real.
Which kind of brings us back to that initial question, doesn't it? What makes a dining experience truly worthwhile? What makes it memorable?
Honestly, for me, I think it's that feeling you get when you walk out of a place and you just know you've experienced something special.
It's like a feeling, right?
Totally. Like you were saying, those hidden gems. They might not have all the bells and whistles, but they've got that something special, you know?
And they're not always about just turning tables and maximizing profits.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that they care about the food, the experience, and creating something genuine.
Absolutely.
So I guess it really all comes down to what we each value most in a dining experience.
Right.
Is it the pursuit of, like, culinary perfection? Or is the joy of those shared moments with people we love? Maybe it's both.
Yeah, food for thought.
Food for thought indeed.
Yeah.
And on that delicious note, we'll leave you to ponder that very question. What makes a dining experience truly worthwhile to you? Keep exploring those menus. Keep seeking out those hidden gems. And most importantly, keep sharing those memorable meals with the people who matter most. Until next time, buon appetit.